Best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock now. Which profession do you think gets more action? And I know we always start with an easy question like this, and later on it gets deeper, right? Welcome to the show. The recent study just came out and it made some interesting revelation, and is nothing new in a sense that we knew this was true. But what I like what they did this time was they really went for those professions. You know, usually professions will be clubbed together. They'll say those who work with hands, those who work in the office, but wait, drill in, and they did. And hence, in my post, I then used the example of between farmers and lawyers, who do you think gets more action? And from this study in particular, farmers are on the top of the list. Lawyers at the bottom of the list. And obviously, you start asking questions. What? Yep. Farmers spend more time in the sun working with their hands and so on. And at the end of the day, going to the bedroom is their dessert. Lawyers, on the other hand, they take work to home with them. They work so much with their head. And we've heard this before, right? That people who are intellectual workers tend to stress more, to even think more about work, even when they're at home. So they become so preoccupied with work, especially when it is stressful or challenging. Like, you can imagine if there's a difficult case, advocate difficult. Again, so you can imagine what then happens. So then the variables at play here is your job, the lifestyle it provides or impacts, because it can impact the lifestyle or improve it. All right. And of course, the hours that you put in, they have a play. And job satisfaction, by the way, they have a play in how you behave in the bedroom. Answer this question. What do you do? Is your profession holding you back in the bedroom? What do you do for a living? Are you happy at your job? Does this translate at home? These are the questions that I find social observers, or what we call behaviorists, will, you know, tune into, especially UK, US. I hardly see that happening here unless Durex is doing it, I think, where they go and ask at least 2,000 of us in this province that will say, hey, let's do a sex survey and find out if you are happy the rate of which you're having sex per week, for instance. And they will link it to something. And that's the beauty about the studies. They would link it to something. This time it was profession. Because if you think about it, we are what we do. We spend most of the time we're in the office working. And when you get home, that translates. At the top of the list, farmers, mechanics. Okay. The bottom of the list, lawyers, journalists. And of course, maybe you are somewhere in between. So hence the question, where now, what do you do? Is your job, you know, improving your sex life or just depleting it? Or does it also depend when? I can ask this question to an accountant mid-month. I think the answer will be different end of the month. Because end of the month, there are busier numbers and so on. And also, towards financial year ends, they will be too stressed. And they are one of those that are somewhere close to the top because they are said to have, the highest rate of sex. But I think it depends when you ask them, right? So, yeah, go ahead. What do you do for a living? Remain anonymous, it's fine. Send me a voice note. And based on the hours you work, what is your sex rate per week? Would you say your profession allows for your sexual being to flourish? Or is it dampening it? Hashtag jobs that have the most sex.
Some of us are self-employed, so you can imagine. Yeah, I'm from Cape to Cairo, gear number 7. I'm over one way.
Linda, but you see, you're self-employed, but what industry? So give us a little bit of more specifics so I understand. Because a mechanic is self-employed. A plumber is self-employed. You see, but we know a mechanic is specific. A plumber, specific. So a farmer, self-employed, specific. What do you do? Which profession? Tab, what do you do? Let's start there.
I wonder between the DJs and the taxi drivers. Yeah, they get more action than everybody else.
Are you talking from experience, sir? Anon?
We are in the tourism industry. Okay. So with us, wherever we go, we do it. You know, sometimes we take your partner with.
Yeah.
We're on holiday 12 months a year. So I would say everywhere, different environment, you enjoy yourself with your partner. So it's nice to be self-employed again. And also in the tourism industry. So you get to see places, you go places. You do it all the time.
Yay! Anon, you just made me think about something right there. Yeah. Guys, job satisfaction is the biggest thing. Always traveling, seeing new places, new aromas, experiencing life differently. You are all happy all the time. Your endorphins can't help but follow. I need your comments. What do you do? And is your profession holding you back when it comes to the boudoir? I have 3 teaspoons on 3 professions that are getting the highest action.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on professions that are really having the most action. 1, farmers is on top of the list when it comes to this study. All that vitamin D, spending time in the sun while working the fields with their hands, the whole day, translates to what? To the bedroom. But also farmers work rather flexible hours and each day brings out the different challenges. So this makes it easy for them to commit and have it at least once a day. 2, doctors. MBCHB, Mbesh Mbesh. It is a known fact that doctors work long hours. But if there's one thing that we have learned about doctors is they work hard, but they also play hard, okay? And they leave no stone unturned, all right? So don't look down on them, doctors, because they even know the biology and the science behind it. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on professions that are having the most action. Mechanics! Yeah. Something about being under that car and getting their hands dirty and getting a car running after it was stubborn. Job satisfaction at the highest. They take their work home as well. Yeah. From one workshop to the next. So far as I'm reading the comments, and I just posted now. Ladies, I need your response on this. Is it true? Because male hairstylists are coming up on some, they're getting more action. Hairdressers, male hairdressers. Male personal trainers as well. The DJs, but they're getting more action. Is it true? Or but lame? Talk to me. Hashtag jobs that have the most sex. Begit Lamini Arkibutzise. Don't shoot me. I'm just passing on the message. Begit Lamini Ar, I must ask. Firefighters. Hurry. Action. Apparently, bon, farmers have nothing on you guys. Akabutis, send me an anonymous voice note, please. Confirming or denying. That's also fine. All right. Personal trainers. Apparently, you're a personal trainer. You have the right to respond on this show. You have a right of reply. Send me a voice note.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Skara?
Mina, I'm a truck driver with Tibo. Mina, anytime mang figen lini, gya shuba, nienzak pela ta Tibo. Sometimes mara e nung koba le truck, e nung koba ish. Mina, eni figen lini, jinglala pra Tibo.
You know, I love you for that, Skara. You know, yeah, balance alento. Yeah. Because I'm a long our fan out here. Papa?
I would love to hear, Hore, on this particular survey, where do sales reps and sales people rank? Because, I mean, those people, for the fact that they're in sales, they're kind of born to, or rather, their profession leads them into being charmers.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term. Because they got to charm their way to making money.
Sure.
So charming your way to, you know, getting the good stuff is part and parcel. So I'm just trying to figure, how highly are salespeople ranked in this particular survey? And over and above that, are we actually living up to the ranking?
Thank you. Way, Mahate.
Oh. She's so shocked. Oh.
It is not me.
Uh-huh.
It is a study.
Mm. Oh.
Obviously, they start in the UK, US, and then we localize it here. Times Live reported about this in 2019. There's another article that came out 2021.
Yes.
Okay. Talking about the very same thing.
Was it supporting the first study?
Yes.
Okay.
So nothing has changed in essence.
All right.
At the top of the list, farmers. Do you know any farmer?
I actually am in a relationship with a farmer.
Good.
And I know one next to me on the side. So
at the bottom of the list, Makumalo. Journalist. Do you know a journalist?
Journalists.
And lawyers, yeah.
At the bottom?
At the bottom. They have the least.
Wow, I'm shocked. The lawyers, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the journalists?
Yeah, journalists and lawyers are right at the...
How are the journalists shocking?
It shocks me because especially journalists that cover really like tough stories.
Yeah.
Like the war.
The wars and whatever else, and they're out of the country and they're deep in the bundus there. Guns are blazing.
Yeah.
You need an outlet.
Oh.
Right?
No, the outlet is the article.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was going to say.
After you've written that article.
You pass out.
You pour it out. Then you have a glass of beer and then...
Sounds like it. Sounds like a normal day. Okay. Yeah.
You read the article. I did post it under the hashtag.
Amazing.
You must check the article out. However, Makhadebe.
Okay.
So somebody has been lying to us. Now we're as colleagues.
Right.
As chela the way yeah nah.
Uh-huh.
There's no action and what
God. But actually, you are top of.
The study says.
Top of.
But that's a UK study.
It's true even here.
Yeah, thank you. It's not just UK.
We are lima ntombazane.
No, guys, no.
Plow the fields.
No, there's no plowing happening here.
Babeswinkle.
I really dispute that study. I really, really do. I'll tell you what. Farmers have chronic backache.
Oh, that's why they need to stretch. Yeah. Yes, you see.
Oh, wow.
Lie on my back. Stretch my back.
And the next thing, things are happening.
That's why they like riding the tractor.
Get those kinks out.
That bounce is like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, no, that bounce can be quite exciting.
You see now.
You
see?
No, I'm not sure about that study, but it's fine.
Haibo.
I can't dispute a complete study.
Yeah.
I still think it's a
lie. But is it true for you, though?
Maybe it's true for male farmers. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen on social media how they sexualize male farmers.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot. Yes, they've got potries. They're constantly wearing really short shorts.
Yes.
And they're constantly, like, they're fit because you do a lot of manual labor.
Yeah.
So maybe the study was just very male friendly and left us out.
Okay.
Not necessarily, because I'm just about to post now. And I want, because earlier on I posted about girls, if they can confirm,
yes,
Uguti, you know, gym instructors getting more action,
DJs,
taxi drivers, and most of the personal trainers are getting the worst. They're like, please,
no what? Personal trainers,
no, please, personal trainers are not getting any action.
What?
Okay, so hectic. Now, Jans, can you confirm, is this true?
Yes,
or by a claim,
nurses,
HR managers,
wow,
HR managers,
this list,
lady cops.
Haibo.
Is this true or by a claim? Because I'm reading comments here.
It's in the comments.
Yeah. These three are coming up quite strongly.
For ladies?
For ladies.
So
ladies.
If you're a female cop, you're a nurse.
And you're an HR manager. Listen, you are getting action.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my friend, is this true?
That is amazing.
No comment.
Are you changing your career? Which of the professions are getting more action in bed? Is it your profession? Because you need to tell us about what you do and how that impacts your life at home. Some jobs are very stressful. And the only relief from stress you get is when you get home and you get to dance horizontally. Some that are too stressed to even get their juices flowing, depending on what they do. Which one are you?
Prati, I profession engana wala eyama chef ile environment toxic. Isikhathi asikho. When it comes to sex, it's worse. You are always tired. I think one of the reasons why ama chefs are addicted to a lot of things is because we miss out on a lot of social issues and social things. Thank you.
Really? It's hot in the kitchen. Lizzie?
Na ke bona ka re bo construction boys ai ke bona ke batla etso sebetsa ka ntho se thata tse sebetsa ka thata bo di jackhammer so wa bona batla o playster so fetula ka re seretse o di ma hendoko sinkiwa ke float e se tsaswa le boteng
yeah
o tla o float
Jesus jobs that are getting more action.
Morning, Madam T. Hey, what's on about Hungry Valley academics? Those people, I wanna Naruka Bala in 2 years. How many times do they actually get action? Because wow, Motuabala, Waruta, Udirametolo. And you know how they have such schedules where they have to be writing, producing.
Yeah.
And, oh, you know that's, yeah.
It's a lot.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Tibos, as a secretary, we get a lot of action. Remember,
we make arrangements. We know where the B&B needs to be, you know, booked.
We know when you're unavailable and when you're available. So
yes.
Yeah, I would say secretaries are definitely getting it. Neglected, definitely attorneys.
Oh, wow. Anon? Elia Ona ask about personal trainers.
Prati, mamela personal trainers, baba. Angere jwa de prati rena lo shapa se re shapa ka di push up. Yeah. Mize tsa motho ntho a soka e bona.
KG, mpola ya hape papa.
Uncle T, yo. The driving instructor. Ha ha ha.
Hi.
Yes, diamond se ha uwa. Ba driver koloi ba be driver le ba side ba rena.
Yes.
Yo, being my former profession, hey, I know.
Heaven. Booms.
Prati I profession enganakwa la eyama chef ile environment toxic isikhathi asikho. When it comes to sex, it's worse. You are always tired. I think one of the reasons why ama chefs are addicted to a lot of things is because we miss out on a lot of social issues and social things. Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.